Psalm 145, Part 2, Preface. Jesus Christ, our King, has a threefold kingdom. He has a kingdom of power. Being exalted to the right hand of the Father, he is a Lord and ruler over all things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, having power over good and bad, for his enemies are made his footstool. He has a kingdom of grace, which was founded when the woman's seed was promised. This kingdom he fully established when he was born of a virgin, and by bleeding and dying redeemed the captives of Satan. He also has a kingdom of glory, because he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore the Father, raising him up again from the dead, highly exalted him, and gave him a name which is above every name. This, his kingdom of glory, which is eternal in the heavens, all those will enter, who here accept his grace, who confess him before men, and are ready to suffer with him. By his holy gospel, he has called us into his kingdom of grace. So let us be loyal to him, adhere to him in a living faith, as counting his active and passive obedience our righteousness and salvation. And let us employ our time upon earth to glorify his name until we come with his saints before his throne to praise him without end with psaltery and harp. Him and his kingdom David praises in the second part of the 145th Psalm. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Summary. This psalm is a prophecy of the coming of Christ's kingdom, offering a tribute of praise to Christ the King, and it pictures his kingdom as a great, a glorious, and a mighty kingdom, enduring throughout all generations. Here on earth, the kingdom of Christ is hid under the cross and so many offenses that the proud of the world despise and deride it. By faith, we know, where the saving truth of the gospel is preached and the holy sacraments are administered, there Christ has his subjects, and he rules in the very midst of his enemies. And his is a lovely kingdom, attractive to the afflicted sufferers. Christ is a king who lifts up the fallen, receives the penitent, justifies the sinners, raises the dead. He gives to every soul its portion of meat in due season, hears our cries, stills our craving, preserves us among so many enemies and seductive examples. And he has promised to come again in the clouds of heaven, to wake the dead, and to receive his own unto himself. Prayer. Lord Jesus, my salvation, my light, my life divine, my only consolation, O make me wholly thine. For thou hast dearly bought me with blood and bitter pain. Let me, since thou hast sought me, eternal life obtain. Amen.